during Asara Shemei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have many different minhagim. In fact, many minhagim began Chodesh Elul, whether it was the blowing of the shofar during Elul, adding L'David Hashem Ori, that we continue throughout Shemini Atzeres, and the minhag of blowing shofar we only do during Elul, not during Asara Shemei Tshuva. We start Tzlichas for Svarta in the beginning of Elul and continue for Bnei Ashkenaz a minimum of 4 days before, perhaps sometimes like this year longer, depending when Rosh Hashanah falls out. And we have, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down a minhag, some amachmer, only to not to have pas palter, that all year round we're lenient in terms of having kosher bread, but made from a non-Jew. But there's a special inyan during Asara Shemei Tshuva to have pas Yisrael, as well as many other minhagim. So one of the interesting minhagim we have is the minhag of, which we begin on Rosh Hashanah night, is the minhag of dipping our challah in the honey, and as well on Rosh Hashanah, dipping the apple in the honey. So we have a minhag of challah and apple in the honey, and that goes throughout the Yomim Noraim. And some Achronim say you should continue it up until, you know, Shemini Atzeres, even to, you know, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. As the Vilna Gaon writes in general, that those are all the Yom Tovim Sukkis, Hoshana Rabbah, these are all the extension of the Yomim Noraim, and this Simchas Torah as well. Why we're celebrating Simchas Torah, one of the aspects is it's the simcha of now that we did tshuva and we're tahar and we're lufnei Hashem Elokeichem, and therefore now we could have the ikar simcha. The ikar simcha is to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sin causes a barrier between us, and but we don't have any barriers. We feel closer to our level of simcha. So there's a minhag of having honey. We know all year round we have a minhag of salt on the table. So there's a discussion among different minhagim. Do you continue with the salt as well on Rosh Hashanah, or is honey to the exclusion of salt? You know, so some bring down that you do both. You continue the minhag of all year round of salt, as well as honey as well. Another achronim write that no, that one should not put salt on the table, or not dip it into the challah during the Yomim Noraim, and perhaps to after Sukkot. So what is the basis for that minhag of not putting salt on? So the Achronim point out, based on some Rishonim, that what's the concept of general of putting salt on the table? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, and the Rishonim explain that our Shulchan is Dome L'Mizbeach, that our table is similar as compared to the altar. And therefore, this I call carbon. Every carbon had salt on it. So too, we should have salt on our meal as, and salt, you know, salt could be megan for us, the salt could protect us. And that's what the Medrash writes, that when all the Jews are in the middle of washing between the Tilos Shadayim and Hamotzi, and we can't do anything, and to the Satan can be Makatrig, so we have the salt that, look, the schus of the Karbanos, the merit of the Karbanos, it saves us. So Shimshon Rafael Hirsch explains, why do we have salt all year round? Because salt represents, it's a preservative, it's a natural preservative, and it preserves something which is still good. If you have a good piece of, before the freezer, you had a piece of chicken, meat, or anything else, so you put salt on it to preserve it. Of course, if the meat was spoiled already, then the salt would not help it. But if something is still good, salt is the preservative. So that's what we show all year round. We're showing we're preserving our tradition, our Mesorah. However, honey represents something totally different. The Gemara tells us, and Chazal tell us, that honey has the ability to transform. That if one puts even a nevela. You could buy honey from a non-Jew. Maybe they put a nevela, non-kosher piece of meat inside. So we're not concerned, even if they did, do we say the honey overpowers and takes over the piece of meat? And similarly, Tosfos asks, what about the raglay of the bees? We know bees, it's a whole separate discussion. How do we have honey at all? If bees are not a kosher animal, and hayotzi mina asur asur, something which comes from a prohibited substance is also asur. So that is a special pasuk, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udavash, that the Torah this praises Eretz Yisrael. One of them is a land flowing with milk and honey. Of course, that honey is talking about Dvash Tamarim, date honey. Nevertheless, the Gemara says it's also referring to bee honey. So it's a difficult source, but Lamaisa, that's what the Gemara says. And therefore, that's why we eat it. So the question is, what about the ragli, the feet of the honey, the feet of the bees? The bees aren't kosher. You get stuck in the honey and you can't get them out. So how can we eat honey? So Tosis answers that no, it's nosin tam lefgam. It has the din of like a bone. And it's like, you know, git hanasha. There's a bone, so we say that gives out no taste. And therefore, it's a lousy taste. It's nosin tam lefgam. And therefore, it's not a problem. That's a toast that I thought. However, the Rush Kol Shabbeinu Yonah that says something different. That no, the reason why we're not worried about the nevela or the ragle, the feet of the bees, is because the honey overtakes them, and therefore it's like batul. Like we have a halacha batul aro, batul bishishim. It totally becomes nullified and overpowered by the honey, and that's why. We use honey, and not only Rosh Hashanah, but through the Yom and the Ram to show we like honey. That of course we should have a sweet and happy New Year, but in addition to that, we should have the ability to change. We're not going to show, we're the same as last year. The salt represents to preserve what you have, but honey represents change. And on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom and the Ram, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we changed. And therefore, we go ahead and we have the honey. And that's what where the Chafetz Chaim points out that Chazal compare honey to Torah, the Mitzukim Kedvash, and therefore, just like honey has the power to transform, so too Torah has the power to transform. And that's what Rav Yashav points out in his Sefer, that even more than that, because some Achronim say that's only if it's a piece, if it's pieces of tray if they fall in the honey, then honey could overpower it. But if you have a whole full piece, a berry, a full bug, so then honey doesn't overpower it. But Torah is even greater. The Torah gives us the ability to change, even if we totally have a barrier, even if we did terrible things throughout the year, but shuv is always available. Like the Gemara tells us with Achiar that even you could be like, Acha, you never give up. Even though he thought the Basco said you can't do tshuva, but we have a tradition, no, you could always do tshuva. And that's pshat that Rav Yosha writes, that the Gemara tells us, Kol Talma Chacham She'ein Bo Deya, every Talma Chacham that doesn't have any common sense, does, or as Mark Twain like to say, unfortunately, common sense ain't too common. So any Talmud Chacham or any individual doesn't have Deya, Nevela Tova, a piece of carcass, a piece of treif meat is better than them. It shows that you don't know how to apply your knowledge, you don't do anything, you're staying the same, so therefore even Nevela is better. But Rabbi Yosha says, no, what's the Pshah? Why the specific parallel to Nevela? Because that's what he's referring to, because Chazal tells when you put Nevela into honey, it transforms the nevela into honey and it's kosher. So too, Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham she'ein bo deya, that doesn't change, has no secha, doesn't know how to apply the things he learns and stays the same. Nevela tovemana, because a piece of meat has the ability to change. A Talmud Chacham she'ein bo deya doesn't, and therefore is worse than a nevela. So that's the pshat, that's the minhag. We have many minhagim throughout the Aseret Shemei Tshuva. And one of them is the minig of honey, and besides having a happy and sweet new year, it's ki ha-mitzvah hazos, the mitzvah of tshuva, as the Rambam writes, ani achir, the ability to change, and hence the minig throughout the Yom of Naram to dip our challah in honey. And some have a specific minig not to have salt, because salt represents preservatives staying the same, and in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we want to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we have the ability to change and how much we will be changing.